Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and I'm thrilled to introduce our new series called Meet the World Food Forum, where we will take you behind the scenes of our mission, our programs, and the amazing work we do. Today, we are shining the spotlight on the World Food Forum Youth Assembly. The Youth Assembly is a dynamic year-round platform that brings young people together from across the globe to discuss, co-create, and shape solutions for pressing issues facing our agri-food systems. Joining us today is Javier Bravo, the head of Youth Assembly at the World Food Forum. Javier, thank you for being here. To start, could you provide an overview of the Youth Assembly and explain how it serves as a platform for young people to actively engage in policy dialogues on agri-food systems?
Well, thank you for the question. Definitely, it's a pleasure to be here. And I think there's no better description of the Youth Assembly than the one we have on the website. So if you don't mind, I think I will read it and then we can discuss on it. The Youth Assembly under the World Food Forum is an open year-round platform that empowers young people to engage in meaningful dialogue and co-create solutions to the most pressing challenges facing global agri-food systems. At its core, the Youth Assembly seeks to harness the power of youth leadership and innovation to shape policy conversations around food security, sustainability, and the future of food production. It brings together individuals, youth organizations, and constituencies from diverse regions to discuss key issues, propose recommendations, and contribute to ongoing global policy debates. As you can see, it's a very long description, but in essence, it is an inclusive platform where we are trying to unify the voice of youth and try to bring their concerns and solutions to the relevant conferences or governing bodies and high-level events. And this can happen in different shapes. It can be a side event. It can be a youth slot, a speaking slot in a panel. And this is more or less the role of the secretariat, no? Trying to find those places where the outcomes and the recommendations can fit. And throughout the year, the Assembly is organizing various sessions that address regional and global challenges through thematic assemblies as well, not only regional assemblies. We cover the topics that are identified by our Youth Policy Board. For instance, this year we will be covering forestry, One Health, women in agri-food systems, water scarcity, and much more. In 2024, the Youth Assembly is expanding and its impact beyond only the annual flagship. We're hosting virtual sessions regularly throughout the year. And this continuous engagement ensures that youth are consistently involved in all the policy dialogues, contributing to the discussions that are directly affecting the future of our agri-food systems. So even if we're working throughout the year, the culmination of these efforts and sessions will take place during the World Food Forum flagship event in October, where the insights and the solutions co-created by youth throughout the year will be showcased and integrated into global food systems discussions.
Inclusivity is essential when discussing global challenges. How does the World Food Forum ensure that Youth Assembly engages diverse perspectives, working across all FAO regions to include youth voices from around the globe?
Thank you so much for the question. This is one of our biggest concerns, I would say, trying to provide a platform that is inclusive for all regions and, of course, cultures. I can maybe name three areas that we're working on to promote this kind of inclusivity. The first one being our Youth Policy Board. This is the group of 24 independent young leaders that have a regional balance. And each region has four Youth Policy Board members that focus on also the thematic assemblies, but as they are from each region, they are focused on their own regional assemblies, and because they are the ones familiar with the context of their region. The second one would be, I think, the hybrid component. It is very important. We understand that when we are welcoming everyone to join us in Rome, for instance, for the flagship event, it would be naive assuming that every young professional can take a week off their farms, universities, or their organizations and just fly to Rome and have a beautiful week in these engaging policy dialogues. Therefore, we always try to make an effort to ensure that online participation is as engaging as possible and that everyone feels included, even if they don't have the resources to come to wherever we're having these assemblies. And the third one, the assembly is more than just a series of meetings. So in order to respect these cultural differences around the world, we prepare different ways to give feedback and to give your view. So we have in traditional youth assembly session, we have breakout groups where we go into different and more specific topics, and people have a smaller group where they can share their view. But if they don't feel comfortable there, we also prepare some Mentimeters and some surveys during and after the assemblies to ensure that everyone feels confident enough to share their view. Because as we can imagine, not everyone is as an extrovert as you are, Alexandra. So that's why we try to make everyone feel comfortable.
That's a great approach, offering different options that helps create more inclusive environment, making people be more engaged in a way that feels more comfortable for them. And we would also like to know, what role will the Youth Assembly play at the World Food Forum flagship event in October 2024? And how will these discussions shape the future of agri-food systems and global policy?
Well, the flagship event is definitely a very busy week where loads of things are happening at the same time. But again, as part of the Youth Assembly, I would like to invite everyone to come to the assemblies. They will be happening at the Ethiopia Room, and we will be discussing different topics, and also the different regional assemblies will be happening throughout that week. So by the end of the week, so the 18th of October, the Youth Policy Board will be launching the Global Youth Action Plan. And the main goal of this action plan is turning these policies into action. So this action plan will outline concrete actions and the policy recommendations that were gathered through the different consultations, assemblies, and surveys. And yeah, this will help create roadmap for governments, organizations. It will also help us to start having some impact in the ground, and this is more related to the regional assemblies. But for the thematic assemblies, it varies a bit more. No, we work with all the different partners to ensure that the outcomes of the assemblies reach the relevant places, as I was mentioning before. So, for instance, our work on biodiversity, let's say, we will present it at the UNCBD COP16 in Cali, thanks to the immense support that we have from the Global Biodiversity Youth Network. So they helped us a lot with the content of the thematic assemblies. They helped us with the concept note for the side event. So this is to ensure that the outcomes of each assembly don't just stay in our summary document, which is absolutely amazing and it's necessary, but so that everyone feels that this platform is more than it's, well, let's say the outcomes are staying farther than just this outcome document. They're going to the relevant events. And of course, this wouldn't be possible without the involvement of the national chapters of the World Food Forum. The localization of the policies that we draft here in Rome at the global level wouldn't reach anywhere if it wasn't for our allies in the countries. So all those young professional students and all the young people that are interested in the agri-food systems are key allies that we have there on the ground, and that we will now have representation during the flagship, because all of our national chapters will be coming to Rome. And the assemblies are a great place to have their view, and they will share their work. And also, sometimes here at the global level, you don't realize the feasibility of some of the policies that you are drafting. So it is great to have people giving you a perspective of what can be achieved. And I think their inputs and their collaboration will be vital for the finalization of the Global Action Plan, and to have really meaningful outcomes of the thematic assemblies.
With your experience at the youth advocacy and working at World Food Forum, what advice would you give to young people looking to get involved in shaping agri-food systems?
Well, I think that I'm able to answer that question more than as a World Food Forum employee, maybe even before that. So when I was a student, to give an overview, I would say step by step to all those young enthusiasts, because when I was a student, my entry point to the agri-food systems was clearly the topic of my bachelor's. I studied agronomic engineering, but it didn't have a focus on the global at the global scope or on food governance. It was very technical, no? So I started doing Model United Nations, and that really, at first, I was just having fun, you know. I didn't realize the power that it had and the amount of things that I was learning. So I would say try to enjoy the process. It is very fun, the process, and you have to enjoy everything that you're doing. So if you're interested in agri-food systems and its transformation, it's already a great step. Step by step, try to get involved in the things that you like. And don't try to strategize your career, let's say, and try to focus on the things that you're passionate about, because there will always be a topic to be specialized at, and you just have to find it, but at your own pace, and no one should try to strategize their way into the places where they want to be in 10 years. It's always good to keep an idea on where do you want to go. But I would say to enjoy the process. And the World Food Forum has a lot of different initiatives. If you like education, or if you like the culture activities that we're doing, or if, of course, you like the policy, you're more than welcome. But I think the World Food Forum is just one of the platforms that can offer some activities and some engagement opportunities. And if you like them, you're more than welcome to join us.
Thank you, Javier, for giving us great advices and better look at the Youth Assembly.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time,